Good morning, Hylas. I didn't expect to find you up so early.
It is unusual, but my thoughts were so taken up by a subject I was exploring last night that, finding I could not sleep, I resolved to get up and take a walk in the garden.
Well, that was fortunate, because it allowed you to see what innocent and agreeable pleasures you lose every morning. Can there be a more pleasant time of the day, or a more delightful season of the year? That purple sky, those wild but sweet notes of birds, the fragrant bloom upon the trees and flowers, the gentle influence of the rising sun. These and a thousand nameless beauties of nature inspire the soul with secret raptures. Its moods at this time are also fresh and lively, and fit for those meditations to which the solitude of a garden and tranquility of the morning naturally dispose us. But I'm afraid I interrupted your thoughts. You seemed very intent on something.
It is true. I was. And I would be obliged to you if you permit me to go on in the same vein. Not that I would by any means deprive myself of your company, for my thoughts always flow more easily in conversation with a friend than when I am alone. But my request is that you allow me to share my reflections.
With all my heart. That's what I would have requested myself if you'd not prevented me.
I was considering the odd fate of those who have, in all ages, in order to be distinguished from the common people, or from some unaccountable turn of thought, pretended either to believe nothing at all, or to believe the most extravagant things in the world.